escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Odds of Thursday morning. Glad you're with us here. The 14th day of August. And, man, it's speeding along, isn't it? I have to tell you, I can't believe. Of course, I was gone for a week. That kind of makes the month go by faster,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah. Speaking of which, are you going to be gone for 12 weeks?
Yeah, about 13.
Woo! 13!
Well, because I'll take a week off and
then whenever
baby comes. We'll see. But, yeah, 12 to 13-ish.
Holy cow. Well, if you weren't here a couple days ago, we did make the announcement that Dan Buck, my old buddy from Channel 4 years ago, Channel 5, has been so involved in a lot of different things over the years. He's going to be helping fill in to fill the gap, to fill the very large shoes of one Kimberly St. Ange when she's off on maternity leave.
I was going to say, I know I'm usually in trouble when I get my full name. You just said Kimberly St. Ange.
Sorry, you're not in trouble. We're just going to miss you. That's all.
Thank you.
We're already dreading it, but I think Dan's going to do a great job.
He'll be great. Yeah.
He'll be helping out. Scott J. Gow will be filling in on occasion, and maybe a few others. Depends on, obviously, people have other demands on their time, and we won't have just one. What takes more than just one person to fill in for you, Kim? You understand
the whole
that?
Team of people who
it
are
does.
Here. Yeah,
it takes a village to fill in for Kim St. Ange.
I could bring the newborn here.
Well, there you go. Well, we could take a little squeaker over there in the corner, you know. Just
you're screaming and crying for little 4 hours.
Little baby Trisha. I've assigned the child a name. We don't know its gender.
We don't even know if it's a boy or a girl, but Mark has names picked out.
We don't know if it's a boy or a girl yet.
We'll have a gender
reveal party, but she wouldn't do that. So,
well, I didn't want to start a forest fire or blow something up like you've seen a lot of these gender reveal parties go wrong. Horribly wrong.
Sure.
Do you have a boy name picked out?
Hugh.
Oh, Hugh. Okay.
Yeah, don't you think?
Little baby Trisha or little baby Hugh.
Little baby Hugh, one of the two.
For people who don't know, my dad's name is Hugh.
Yeah, there you go. You could call him baby
otherwise,
Huey.
It might just be random.
We'll see. We don't know yet. We're all excited to find out, as Kim is. Kim's more anxious than anybody to find out because she's reached that point, I think, where everything is just uncomfortable, isn't it?
What's the movie, Everything Hurts and I'm Dying? Not Mean Girls. It's Bridesmaids.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah. I can't completely understand that, but I feel for you. I do. Anyway, that's coming up. Coming up, we are going to get to Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday. Got to get her take on a lot of things that are going on around the country, not the least of which that crime in D.C. Shannon lives there. I'm anxious to get her take on this and sort of the box that the corner the Democrats have painted themselves into here by being so highly critical of trying to defend the crime. There's, well, the numbers are down 30%. Yeah, but there were still 180 people murdered in Washington, D.C. I think that was the number I read. I mean, it's crazy. What's gone on there? People are scared to strap themselves into their cars for fear that they can't get away if it's carjacked. It's happening on a daily basis. I heard that Kevin Cork, one of the reporters for Fox the other day, got robbed at his car as he was walking home from work.
So that wouldn't have been that late then, right? If you're walking home from work, what,
I don't know what schedule Kevin works. He's a correspondent, so he's working odd hours or different hours every day. I can't say. Maybe Shannon knows that story. Kilmeade recited it yesterday as another example of, you know, their own colleagues who are feeling this.
Well, that was what Jim Talon said. He's like, I'm not taking my chances in walking home, even if it's a few blocks. I'll jump in a cab or an Uber.
Not worth it, that's for sure. All right, we'll get to all that for you coming up in just a couple of minutes here. First of all, I want to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
You're being very kind, and I won't be so kind, and I'll just name some of those people, such as John Bolton, who I think has made a disgrace of himself on television and in the newspapers, claiming that he knows better than President Trump. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, Caroline Leavitt was on fire this morning on Fox, and I'll play some more of her comments for you here, and we'll get Shannon Bream's reaction to that, because I'm sure she's seen it already. She is fired up for the president and this summit tomorrow.
And I live in Washington. This is personal for me. Many people are frustrated with crime that we see, particularly committed by juveniles in the city of Washington.
Yep. And there you have it. So that's one of the reporters. I think he's an ABC News reporter who's also been a victim of crime. Just like everybody's got a story. It's unbelievable.
What's your response to Donald Trump?
My response is damn straight we're blocking these nominees. We can't really block them. The rules don't let us prevent them, but we can use every tool in the toolbox to delay them, and we have.
Yeah, Chuck Schumer admitting that he's doing everything he can to stop Donald Trump's agenda. I don't know. If you look at what he's got accomplished, I think it's another made-up story in Chuck Schumer's mind.
But the Baileys do seem to have a lot of sway over Schumer's politics, as he brought them up when discussing everything from the 2008 financial crisis to cybersecurity, which he framed as protecting the security the Baileys feel when they go online to buy birthday presents.
That John Oliver story continues to crack me up. Welcome back to the show. You know, I had this yesterday morning, and I kind of hesitated to play it because I thought, what if Oliver's wrong? But there's been no denial from the Schumer camp that this is a completely fictional characters,
mm-hmm. A
fictitious
and wife, right?
Couple,
yeah.
With children, with parents that have suffered through cancer. I mean, he's made up such an intricate story. It's almost like he should have written a book about it.
How is it just now coming out?
If that he's it's
been
fake.
If he's been talking about this fictitious couple, what was it? It was Joe and Eileen for what would you say, 15 plus years?
A long time.
Why? I'm so stunned that I've never heard of them. I've never heard him talk about them. And yeah, how is it just not coming out?
You almost wonder, and I'm sure it had to happen at some point over the years. Did a reporter say, "Well, you know, let me go interview the family and see what they
the
think.
The Barry family.
Yeah, let me go interview them." And I'm sure Schumer would say, they're too busy. They don't like to do media, but they love to talk to me. You know how Schumer goes on and on in all of this. And it's unbelievable to listen to. Listen to part of this.
I actually want to talk less about Chuck Schumer himself and more about two of his favorite people, Joe and Eileen Bailey. They're a couple that throughout Schumer's career, he has talked about a lot. The Baileys have guided Chuck Schumer's political life, which is a little weird given they don't exist. Seriously, he invented them. Schumer's given the Baileys an unnecessarily detailed backstory. For instance, he said Joe takes off his cap and sings along with the national anthem before the occasional Islanders game. Okay. And when their daughter Megan, they've got kids, by the way, told Eileen a friend was caught cheating on a quiz, Eileen was appalled because lying is not tolerated in the house ever.
Do you think Chuck's embarrassed about this, or you think he really cares?
I don't know the answer to that, but the fact that he's been in TV interviews, like I played part of a bite from him yesterday. Did that reporter not ask him about the Baileys? He only asked him about blocking Trump nominees. I mean, I have not seen any reaction at all from Schumer in this whole thing. Here's part of it over the years. This goes way back to when he was a young man in some of these interviews. He's talking to CNN and others. Just listen to this for a second.
Last couple, they bought into Reagan Republicanism in 1980. Right. Joe and Eileen are worried about losing their jobs or their friends' jobs. Right.
The Baileys really don't believe in trickle down. They don't believe in a whole lot of government spending, but they believe in tax breaks for kids to go to college.
He's an insurance adjuster and lives in the New York suburbs. By New York standards, he makes $50,000 a year. If he lived in the middle of the country, he'd make $40,000. Wife works in a medical office. She makes about $20,000. She might make $15,000 elsewhere. And you know, I have guided my political life through the Baileys.
Okay, first, Chuck, stop putting all their business out there.
Why? How much time spend on coming up with these stories, like that their preferred fast food order is the Kung Pao chicken, and talking about
$50,000 a year?
About their favorite TV shows, yeah, and the fact that she, I guess, helps with church clothing drives. It's weird.
I understand as how some politicians are really good about this, trying to relate. Well, you know, I met a family the other day, and this is the story they told me.
Right, but they're
clearly
real people.
He never felt he never met a family that he felt he could actually tell the true story about how they felt. He had to make one up to fit his agenda, whatever his agenda was, and therefore the Baileys were perfect because they could never argue with him, and they could never be interviewed to counter what he was saying.
To tell people that he runs every policy decision by the Baileys.
Why would anybody ever trust him again?
Why would even a lawmaker feel the need to run every single policy decision by one particular couple? That's also something you should question.
Very sure. Well, he also puts cheese on raw hamburgers. I mean, this is the mentality you're dealing with here. Seriously. Coming up, Shannon Bream, standing by. We'll get to her on the summit and everything else. Stay tuned.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
The American people trust this president. That's why they overwhelmingly reelected him. And I think it's pathetic, some of the chatter that we see from these so-called experts who have zero accomplishments on their own resumes to point to. President Trump knows what he's doing. He has great instincts. This is a highly complex and brutal war that, again, inherited by Joe Biden. Russia did not invade Ukraine under President Trump. They invaded under Joe Biden because of his incompetence and his weakness. And this president is trying to solve it and bring it to an end. And he deserves great credit for that.
Get up, baby. Get up.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday. Great to have you back, Shannon. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I heard that Lucky Brett Bear is getting to travel to Alaska. You getting to go up there this weekend?
I won't be going this weekend, but you're going to see some other Fox faces there, too. So stand by.
Yeah.
They're going to bundle up and go enjoy Alaska in the summertime, which I understand is beautiful.
I've been up there salmon fishing about a year ago, and it was fantastic. Ooh. It was beautiful. Oh. The weather was a lot warmer than I thought. People have this vision of Alaska being a frozen tundra. It was beautiful and sunny for the 3 days I was up there.
Isn't it sunny until we'll about see. 2 a.m.?
Yeah. The sun lasted a long time.
It was daylight. And as much as I'm already getting sad about the daylight and it's saving time, and at night it getting darker and darker. I'm like, no, summertime, don't go away.
I
Maybe
know.
I just need to move to Alaska.
Yeah, it's true. You know, Caroline Leavitt on the defense a little bit there this morning on Fox and Friends, because people like John Bolton and others are claiming this is just a victory for Putin, and why is he even meeting with him, and he's going to get rolled. Those seem to be the media talking points this morning.
Yeah, and President Trump for years has said, listen, I want to be having a conversation with this guy. I want to know what's going on inside of his head. I feel like it's more helpful to have that dialogue than to just kind of bury my head in the sand and keep us at arm's length. So he's in a much different take on this than a lot of world leaders. But he also said, essentially, he's going to get in that room on Friday and know within a few seconds or minutes whether Putin is serious. I mean, we've had envoys back and forth. You've had Steve Witkoff and other conversations. Top-level officials, Secretary Rubio, but I think the president's come to the realization, I've got to be in the room with this guy. If I can sense that there's not going to be any kind of deal to be made here, then we move on. And so I think we're at that moment.
Yeah, I was watching that and the reaction from people like Senator Blumenthal. I played a bite from him earlier. And, you know, he's like, this is a pivotal moment for Donald Trump, and Vladimir Putin could roll him while he's up there. People have been underestimating, I think, Donald Trump's negotiating skills for a while now.
Yeah, and at their own peril.
At their
so
own peril,
I think
yeah.
that, you know, I mean, ask some of the other countries that he's really gotten some tough trade deals and other things with. I mean, not everything's going to be 100% successful for any president, but I think he knows he's got to be the guy to close the deal if there is a deal to be made. But what I find fascinating is that these two are going to hold a joint press conference after their meetings. Cannot wait to see what comes from that. If they both show up, we'll see how the meeting goes.
Shannon, I know you're based out of D.C., right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So curious to get your take on this whole federal takeover, because I know Trump has 30 days and then Congress would have to act and allow him to prolong that. My question for you would be, do you know, let's just say Congress for whatever reason says no. Would he be able to have it for the 30 days, take like a, you know, a 60 or a 90 day pause and then do another 30 day stint?
You know, I'm not sure. He's talked about the fact that he can only really be doing it if he declares a national emergency, which he doesn't want to do. But he says, listen, if Congress doesn't act with me and I think the situation actually requires it, I'll do that. So I'm not sure if there's a limit on how many times he could do that once he starts activating that particular way of doing this. But I got to tell you, having lived and worked in D.C. for 20 years, there's a very strong backbone from liberal local governments and leaders who feel very unhappy when there's a Republican in the White House giving them any direction about how they should be running the federal district, which is not a city. It, as you guys know, I mean, there are very special contours to what can and can't happen there. And the federal government, the White House, the House of Representatives, they have a lot of say over what goes on in D.C. So interesting to me that there are some local leaders saying like, hey, more police presence on the street would actually be helpful, while others say it's racist, it's a city of black and brown people who know how to govern themselves, and the president needs to stay out of the way.
Unbelievable. But correct me if I'm wrong. I heard Kilmeade yesterday relaying a story about one of your colleagues, Kevin Cork, who got robbed when he went to his car the other night.
Yeah, I mean, he was in a very serious situation. I think Kevin is one of our buddies. It's happened more than once since he's been in D.C. But, I mean, just the other night, I was walking somewhere just a few blocks from the office where we work. Mm-hmm. And it literally was embarrassing to me to get an Uber ride for like 2 minutes. But I thought, you know what? It's nighttime. There are a lot of people on the streets. And I hate to say it, but when you see young people together, it's a little bit concerning because, it's, you know, Jean Pirro, who is now the U.S. attorney there, says the laws are very different for young people in D.C. And they can shoot people and carjack them and do all kinds of things and not wind up in jail or charged as an adult. So, you know, we're all more cautious these days.
It's a good point. We're working on something like that here in Missouri, too, and changing how they hold and treat juveniles, which I think is overdue. Well, what do you have planned for Sunday?
So obviously we'll be breaking down whatever happens in Russia, or excuse me, in Alaska. It used to be Russia.
Yeah.
Alaska. But we've got Senator Eric Schmidt as one of our guests with us, and we're working on a couple of others from inside the administration that we hope will be able to give us some good scoop on where we go from here. Because then this is just the White House is trying to manage expectations. You're not probably going to walk away from this with an ironclad deal, but it's step one.
Shannon Bream will be watching Sunday. Thank you.
See you then.
All right. Shannon Bream, Fox News Sunday. You can listen to it at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoons right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Coming up, our buddy Griff Jenkins, the Griffer. We'll find out what he's covering in the nation's capital today, and hopefully he's safe. If it's daylight there, he should be safe right now. We'll be back in a minute.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Going crime and the murder rate. You can't keep saying violent crime is down, but the murder rate's up. To the average person, the murder rate's about life and death. You don't brag about a rising murder rate. And the Democrats are, I agree with you, Mika, they're falling into the trap of defending what's indefensible.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
Hey, Griff, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark and Kim. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. You know, I was listening to Chris Matthews there. I guess he doesn't have a thrill running down his leg about all this crime in Washington, D.C., huh?
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, he's a resident of the D.C. area, and he knows. And to be clear, you know, the Democrats really are – I mean, I think Matthews has a good point. Democrats are really getting – you know, on this, trying to paint what's happening in D.C. as a you know, us versus them, two different sides. And because ultimately, and as transparent as it is, they just want to attack anything Trump does. But, the you know, look, the D.C. stats show a 30-year record low in violent crime here in D.C. That Mayor Bowser's mentioned that. But the reality on the streets tells a very different story. I spent all day yesterday out talking to victims of crime. One woman, Asya Tamimi, lost her husband 4 years ago. He was literally trying to help an elderly man who was being mugged, and the mugger stabbed her husband to death. Then 3 weeks later, her son got shot 8 times and is a paraplegic. And she's all kinds of, you know, upset about gun violence. I asked her, you know, when you hear from city leaders, crime's down, are you seeing it? She says no. Another woman, a woman named Tempe Satcher, she had her son, was on his way to work. He's a MGM HVAC tech, just going to work. Gray has 2 kids of his own. And was caught in a random drive-by shooting, stopping at a store. He was killed 2 years ago. And she says, look, you know, crime isn't down. And, you know, the National Guard, great, the more help they can get. The part that Democrats are getting so wrong and trying to create a narrative to attack Trump, because let's be honest, that's what this is. D.C.'s mayor and D.C.'s police chief, Pamela Smith, are both welcoming the federal assistance. Mm. They don't want, yep, you know, residents in D.C. to be intimidated. They don't want the residents to be inconvenienced. But at the same time, you know, Bowser's talked about how she's only got 3,100 officers. She needs to get to 3,800. And if putting these federal resources in areas where we're seeing a lot of crime, particularly committed by these youth criminals, you know, these teenagers that aren't facing any consequences, then they're saying, great, in the temporary, you know, short term, let's do it. And let me just add one more thing before I run on too long. I get it. I've lived in D.C. for 30 years. In 2003, on Cinco de Mayo, 4 days after I'd just returned from 4 months in Iraq, embedded during the invasion of Iraq with Ali North, I go out on Cinco de Mayo. The first night I'm going to go out, I'm back in D.C. with my neighbor, Nair Rizvi, who is a cancer doctor. We're going down to the D.C. bars in Georgetown, and we got mugged by a young guy under 18. And you know, it was a gunpoint, and foolishly, and it's really important you hear that I call it foolishly. At the time, Nair hands his wallet over. I was pretty jaded, and I'd been in a war zone for 4 months, so I immediately reacted by barking and yelling at the guy, and it freaked the kid out. He threw the gun and ran off. The cops show up. And because my cancer doctor at Georgetown's hitting all of his pager buttons. We didn't have iPhones then. And I said, look, the gun's right here. Here, I'll show it to you. I got it for the cop. And then we caught the kid because they put out a APB because I remembered exactly what he looked like. Now, that was the foolish thing to do, because in today's environment, I would have gotten shot. These kids don't think twice. But the point is, crime's not new. But right now, we are seeing a spike in carjackings and crimes committed by young people. Yep. And President Trump is, mm-hmm, simply saying, I'm going to help out to get this done. And that's why you're seeing the mayor and the MPD chief saying, look, we'll take extra hands on the front lines.
I mean, Trump has been very clear that he needs more than 30 days, which will require then Congress to act on that, to grant him that request to allow the National Guard to stay there. And to your point, Griff, I mean, that was what Shannon Bream was just saying, was it's the young people. It's the fact that they're not facing consequences. They can't be held in jail. And that's what we're seeing here in the St. Louis area, some stupid broken point system that allows these kids, 13, 14 years old, to hold people up at gunpoint and carjack people, do all sorts of crazy stuff. And it's not even, I don't even know if you could call it a slap on the wrist.
No, it's insane. And, you know, what's ultimately happening too is these, you know, adult criminals know that if they can get teenagers to go steal cars, carjack people, bring it over to the, you know, chop shop,
right,
then they've got their soldiers, which if they get caught, nothing's going to happen to them. And these kids, 14, 15, 16 years old, see, hey, man, it's only going to take me 20 minutes to make $1,000.
So it's
hit
almost
three cars a night. I got, you know, $3,000-$4,000.
The adults are using the kids then to do the dirty work, basically, because they know they'll face fewer consequences.
Yeah. I mean, we see that quite a lot. And you know, I'll tell you another story that's interesting. Do you remember 2 years ago when our Washington Commanders star rookie running back Robinson got mugged or carjacked and shot in the leg, but he fought back and they caught the kid right there? Yeah. One of our security officers is a retired MPD detective. He just the next morning happened to be having coffee with a current MPD guy on duty. And in the lobby of police headquarters, the kid that shot Robinson walks out with his mom. And our security guy was talking to his friend, said, "Holy cow. Isn't that the kid that just like 6 hours ago shot a all-star NFL running back?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "You just can't keep these kids.
You can't hold them."
That's the frustration of police in D.C. because they're like, we can arrest everybody under the sun, but if they're not going to be prosecuted, it's not going
to
end.
I think the biggest fear, just back to the Chris Matthews thing, I think the Democrats are misplaying this, but I think their biggest fear, Griff, is if he's right. If he does this and the crime rate starts going down and people feel safe in D.C. again, it threatens every big blue city mayor in America that's been defunding the police and trying to look for alternative sentencing guidelines and no cash bail and all that nonsense, because it's not working. And it's just going to blow their whole facade out of the water. And I think that's what they're afraid of as much as anything. I don't think Donald Trump's ever going to try to do this in St. Louis. But the mayor of St. Louis has to be worried, because if what he's doing there works, it makes her look all the worse.
It's a brilliant point, Mark. You bet. And it threatens every blue city mayor. And looking at you, Zoran Mamdani, who may be likely the next mayor of New York City, America's biggest city. And I spend a lot of time in New York. I'll go there tonight to do an outnumbered tomorrow. And, you know, we know that he is not going to lean into crime and prosecuting youth victims. And this is going to be the template by which it's going to spread, not only in New York, and who knows, maybe in St. Louis, certainly in Chicago and L.A., Mayor Bass, Mayor Johnson. This will create a major problem, but not because of something controversial that President Trump did, but something I think you could better characterize as common sense.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to crime, that's not a political issue. No one wants it, regardless of what political stripes they have. They want to feel safe.
Well, Griff, safe travels to New York tonight, my friend. Not that you're going to a much safer place, but hope you have safe travels up there.
Thank you much. Appreciate it. Always great to talk to you guys. And tune in here in the next 30 minutes on Fox News. I'm going to play some sound from some of those crime victims. And to hear it directly from them, it really puts a lot of context in this story that's being politicized by politicians.
We'll be watching, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. See you, Griff. Yep. Good to get him on here. Yeah, Griff lives in a beautiful area. Georgetown's beautiful, but it's like every place else. It's not free from crime. You just heard about that. He was walking with a buddy and got robbed at gunpoint there in D.C. And I don't know if he lived in Georgetown then. I'm assuming he did.
You can't stay there forever. You go out somewhere for dinner downtown or wherever else, and then you run the risk of that happening there.
Yeah, that's the high rent district over on that side of D.C. for sure. All right, quick break. We'll be back here in just. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. This story I haven't gotten to talk about nearly enough this morning that I think is absolutely a bombshell. And that is what Kash Patel uncovered yesterday, again, through an email that he discovered with former Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, worked for Obama, an email ordering FBI agents to shut down any investigation into the Clinton Foundation. So they had evidence of foreign contributions being made, they believed, in return for influence, it sounds to me like. And there is evidence that Sally Yates, among others, and Andrew McCabe, told the agents that they would not investigate this under any circumstances. Think, just let that soak in for a minute as you listen to Cut 7 from John Solomon. Listen.
Three separate agencies, three separate bureaus, offices of the FBI believe they had predicated evidence to pursue that. Every time they tried to move the ball down the road in the shadows of the 2016 election, they got shut down. I mean, they got shut down at the highest levels of their agency. Andrew McCabe, the deputy director, a man who potentially had a conflict of interest with Hillary Clinton. His wife got money from Hillary Clinton's former campaign chair to run for a Virginia State Senate. And by the way, McCabe attended the meeting where that assistance was solicited. He eventually was conflicted out, but not before he gave the order to his agents that you won't investigate or do anything on this unless I approve it. Downstream from them, four different U.S. attorneys' offices under Barack Obama were asked for help by the agents. Agents need help. We need a grand jury. We need to get evidence. We want to move the case down the road. All three of those four offices told the agents, you're on your own. We will not assist you in your pursuit of criminal charges against Hillary Clinton.
It's pretty stunning. But what they were examining was whether or not Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, ran a pay-to-play influence racket. If you've been following this show or conservative radio or Rush Limbaugh or anybody for any matter of time, you know that's so obvious that that's what they were doing that it's like it wasn't even a secret. Yet nobody investigated it because the Democrats ran the Department of Justice. Listen to this. According to Solomon, FBI agents had reason to believe foreign nationals and other deep-pocketed donors, Reed, Soros, and others, bought access and favors from the State Department in exchange for massive contributions to the Clinton Foundation, all while the Obama DOJ looked the other way.
So much corruption, and it just sounds like the Biden administration where they're... It's these donations, it's all this money pouring in that's swept under the rug in exchange for influence.
And they wouldn't look into it.
They turned the other way. Right.
Gabbard also, Tulsi Gabbard, declassified a couple of emails between James Clapper and Mike Rogers, right? Rogers said, listen, I'm not comfortable with what you're suggesting here on Russia. I think you don't have sufficient information for us to go with that conclusion. And basically, Clapper said, well, I'll acknowledge your concerns, but the intelligence community may need to compromise our normal modalities because more time is not negotiable. In other words, they were running out of time because Donald Trump was about to be sworn in, and they didn't want to take any more time investigating it. They wanted to haphazardly throw together some fake allegation of Russian collusion and start moving on it to try to damage Donald Trump's presidency, which they effectively did. But now we have it in black and white. There are emails I'm holding in my hands here, a redacted email from James Clapper to Mike Rogers. And it's all coming out now. Hopefully something happens out of this. I don't know if it will, but hopefully something happens out of it with Pam Bondi and the Department of Justice currently. All right. Brian Kilmeade will be up here in a few minutes. I'm sure they'll be talking more about the D.C. situation, the pending summit up in Alaska. See if they can see Russia from the front porch. I don't know if they can or not. Have a great day. We'll get to the Kilmeade. We'll be back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Keep it tuned right here to 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.